Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Nisa. Now, in this regard, there is primarily one text which is narrated by in two different versions, and in some of these versions, this text is more concise, and in some of the other and the other version, it is more comprehensive. However, since the chain of narration of both these texts is different, I'll read them out to you separately. So the first of them is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, or allegedly reported by him from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this narrative is recorded in Al-Mawdu'at of Ibn al-Jawzi, and of course this means that he has mentioned this narrative in his collection of fabricated narratives, which itself tells a lot of about the narrative itself. However, before we comment on that, let me first read out the text of this narrative before you. The words are وَمَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ أُعْطِيَ مِنْ الْأَجْرِ كَأَنَّمَا تَصَدَّقَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مَنْ وَرَّثَهُ مِيرَاثًا, which means that a person who recites Surah Nisa, then he shall be given the reward as if he did charity on every person who fixed an heir for his inheritance. So for every person who prescribed an heir for his inheritance, then such a person would be the person who recites Surah Nisa. He would be given the reward of giving in charity to such a person who prescribes some inheritor for his inheritance. Now, the weakness in this narrative is the existence of two extremely weak narrators, and of course, I think most probably it is because of these narrators that Ibn al-Jawzi has recorded this narrative in his Al-Mawdu'at, which is, of course, as I said earlier on, is a collection of fabricated narratives. One of these narrators is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, regarding Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, Abu Hatim says that he's Zayiful Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Chittan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, we have the following information about him from Hafiz Mizzi in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Now, for example, we find Ahmad ibn Hanbal having more than one comment about him, and they are Laysa bil-Qawi, Laysa bil-Shay, and Za'if al-Hadith. In a very similar tone, Yahya ibn Ma'in has more than one comment about him as well, and they are Laysa bil-Zaq al-Qawi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi kulli Shay, Laysa bil-Shay, and Laysa bil-Hujjah. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani also has a number of comments regarding him, and they are Wahil Hadith, Za'if, and La Yuhtajja Bihi. And if we go on, Imam Abu Zura says that he is Laysa bil-Qawi, and Hafiz ibn Hajar and Imam Nasai say that he is Za'if. So we can clearly see on the basis of this information why Ibn al-Jawzi has recorded this narrative in his Al-Mawdu'at. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, it is just an expanded version of this narrative, and this is found in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi and also in Salawis Tafsir, and this also is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. And the words here are مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ النِّسَاءَ فَكَأَنَّمَا تَصَدَّقَ عَلَى كُلِّ مَنْ وَرَّثَ مِيرَاثًا وَأُعْطِيَ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ كَمَنْ اشْتَرَى مُحَرَّرًا وَبَرِئَ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَكَانَ فِي مَشِيَّتِهِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْهُمْ. Which means as a person recites Surah Nisa, then it is as if he gives charity to every person who prescribes an inheritor to his inheritance, and he shall be given the reward as if equivalent to the reward given to a person who buys a slave to free him, and he shall be absolved of polytheism, and he shall be considered among those people for whom the Almighty has decided that, or his intention is that he shall forgive such people. Now, as far as the weakness of this narrative is concerned, it is because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. And one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, about whom Abu Hatim says that he is majhul, which means that he is an unknown person. And the other person is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and another opinion that he expresses about him is that la yuzayifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura Abu Hatim say that he's za'if. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj say that he's matruk. Another comment about Imam Nasai about him is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's za'iful hadith chittan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj also says that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can clearly see that this narrative too is extremely, extremely doubtful, and in all probability it is also concocted, and therefore it has no ascription towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, both these narratives stand rejected because their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be established, and in all probability about the first we can clearly see Ibn al-Jawzi said that it's a fabricated one, and there's no the signs are very clear that the second one too is no different. The correct way to reap the blessings of a surah is to read a surah with a good translation. Such narratives as the ones I've just read out before you give us this misleading perception that if we blindly read a surah without understanding its meanings, then of course we shall obtain the reward which such narratives mention. Notwithstanding the fact that these narratives themselves are concocted, the fact of the matter is it is of paramount importance that we read a surah by understanding it. And that can only take place that if we do not know the Arabic, if we do not know the original language, then we must read the Quran with a good translation, a translation of in a language that we understand. Only then we will be able to understand what the Almighty has to say to us. Only then we'll be able to reflect on the message of the surah. Only then we'll be inspired to follow the teachings of that surah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.